Good evening. This is Sally Alden and the KMST News Team coming to you live from the Capitol. Today is May 24th, 1844. Here's the news. Inside the Supreme Court chamber, Samuel B. Morse, a 45-year-old artist from Massachusetts, will demonstrate his new invention and the first development in communication, the telegraph. Connections have been laid between Washington and Baltimore, where his partner is waiting. Morse, who did not start working with electricity until 10 years ago, had an unsuccessful first attempt. But Congress has spent $30,000 on a second try. I will now transfer you to our on-the-spot reporters, Mike Matthews and Chris Newcomer. Mike?
Thank you, Sally. There's a sizable crowd gathering here where Samuel Morse will demonstrate his new invention, the telegraph. Tension and anxiety fill the air as the crowd waits impatiently. Here with me is a gentleman with his opinions. Sir, how do you feel about this invention?
How do I feel about this invention? Hey, well, I feel a lot more better today than I used to feel back in the past years. Because, for one reason, hey, it's a lifesaver. I can think of all the rough times I had and many other people have had trying to deliver messages, you know? It was a real tussle. And for another reason, because you would really have to depend on that person that delivers your messages. And it's also a time saver, you know, because people won't have to wait days, weeks, nor months for their messages to be delivered. And this new invention, I believe, also will solve all the world's problems today. And I also believe that, furthermore, up in time, it will become handy to all nations to use, and they'll enjoy this life-saving, time-saving invention. You know?
Well, do you think there are any consequences with this telegraph?
No, I don't. I don't think, because, you know, I really think, to tell the truth, I really think this is a real excellent project. I don't have no. Hey!
Thank you, sir. Now we'll switch back to our other on-the-spot reporter, Chris Newcomer. Chris?
Thank you, Mike. I'm here with another gentleman who seems to be reacting differently to the device. And, sir, what do you think about this new invention?
I'll believe it when I see it. You tell me how some clicky machine can send a message.
What if this machine did work? Then would you be in favor of it?
No, I wouldn't. What's wrong with the old ways of getting news around? Besides, I don't know how to use that thing, and even if I did, I wouldn't be able to afford it.
What if someone else could send the message for you?
I wouldn't have my personal business read by some total stranger, and just say I did send a message. How do I know the message would ever reach its intended destination?
If successful, do you think it will become popular enough to replace present forms of communication?
Certainly not. I don't think this machine will ever become popular because it will never work to start with. Even if it did, it's not as reliable or personal as writing and sending a letter.
Thank you, sir. And now we'll bring you back to the newsroom. Sally?
Thank you, Chris. And now I will transfer you to Matt Nichols, who will be talking to the man himself, Samuel B. Morse. Matt?
Thank you, Sally. I'm here now at the side of Mr. Morse, who is making the final adjustments on his telegraph. As the long-awaited moment draws near, I'll have a word with him. Mr. Morse, could you briefly explain for us how your new invention works?
My telegraph changes coded messages, which are formed by dots and dashes, into electrical impulses, which are transmitted on telegraph wires to the receiving party.
How far would the range be on such a device?
The coded messages travel at a speed of 186,282 miles a second. The only limiting factor is the length of the wire itself.
Would this be practical?
It is very inexpensive to manufacture and is a very useful item.
But how about reliability?
The only problem that we have encountered so far has been concerned with the quality of the wire, but that has been taken care of.
The final adjustments have now been made, and the moment has come. The crowd is looking on with awe as he taps the message to his partner. We are now waiting for the returning message. Was that the exact message you sent?
Yes. What hath God wrought?
I don't believe it. I cannot believe it. I don't believe the same word. I don't believe it.